Stormlake Radio talking volleyball now with Sioux Central and head coach Sue Mattson. Sue, by the time you get to next Tuesday for your regional quarterfinal, it will have been 12 days since your last match. A little too long, probably. Could the team, on the other hand, maybe use a bit of a break as far as matches go?
Yeah, it is a little long, but we are making the best of our practices that we can do. We've just noticed a few little things that we've been trying to hone in on, and we've made some little adjustments to our offense and defense, so hopefully that'll help us pull out a win against Okoboji.
With close to 2 weeks, have you been at it hard practicing pretty much every day of the school week? Have you mixed in an off day or two? As we're recording this here on Thursday, I do hear that you have a scrimmage planned for tonight, so what's been the plan with all that?
Okay, well, since we've had so much time off between matches, we are going to travel to Ridgeview, to Shaler tonight to play them in just a little scrimmage. I could tell the girls it's a glorified practice, so we need that before we meet Okoboji on Tuesday night.
And has it been practicing most days of the school week, some off days? How have you planned that?
We took last Friday off after a conference tournament. I just felt the girls needed a break, and I needed a break. But otherwise, we've been going all week. They're just a great bunch of girls. They work hard. Sometimes they get a little goofy, but then they tell me that they're bonding. So.
Well, you've talked about before how great the team chemistry is with this group. And 13 wins this season, maybe a little below the standard you've set there at Sioux Central. But how do you feel about the way the season's gone?
Yeah, the girls know that's not the record that Coach Mattson's used to, but I knew it was going to be a tough season when I lost Jenny Sievers and Shara Smith with their ACL injuries this summer. Those were two important girls that we could have used, but my sophomores, I have Reagan Sylvester, Kennedy Hatch, and Danny Betcher. Those are three sophomores that play all the time. And those three sophomores have improved so much this season that they're going to be a big help to us next season, but we got to get through this season first.
Last week, the Twin Lakes Conference Tournament took place. You got two wins, placed seventh. You played East Sac County twice, took it to three sets against them the second time around. Your thoughts on how the conference tourney unfolded for you?
Well, we ended up in the conference tournament right where we ended up in the conference, which is seventh, just like you said. I'm not used to being that far down, Ryan. But I knew, like I said, it was going to be a rebuilding year. There's times we play really, really well, and the next time I look out there and wonder where my team is. Beating East Sac that first set was big for us, and then we played right with them the next two sets, so anything can happen Tuesday night.
Well, let's talk about some of the individuals. Kenzie Cuny in the upper echelon in the state in kills. She's had a great season.
Kenzie has had a great season, you know, despite all her personal stuff she's going through right now with her dad. She's had a great season. She's my number one player. And when Kinsey's on, the whole team's on. She's my leader. Right now, she's second in the conference with kills. She has 29 less sets than the player that's number one in the conference. She has 82 blocks, which is down a little bit than Kins has had in the past. But she's just an all-around great kid, great player. She's going to be deeply missed next year.
What about some of the other individual contributions or improvements we should point out, or any team aspects that have been pretty steady for you all year?
Okay, Nicole Sharn, she is my setter. She is listed at third in the conference, I believe, in set assists. And once again, we have 29 less sets than, you know, some of the teams. She's 92% serving. I feel Nicole is one of the top setters in our conference. She gets to passes that sometimes I wonder how she even gets to them. She is just a great all-around player. So between her and Kenzie, those are going to be two big spots that have to be filled next year. Another one is Dharma Tripp. Dharma is just a hustler. She is, I want to say, five or six digs away from setting the school record this year, and that hasn't been done for quite a few years. So she's 90% serving. She gets to balls that aren't even hers. If somebody's not moving, Dharma gets there. I call her my secret weapon because Dharma is only, oh, God, what is Dharma, maybe 5'4", and she can jump out of the gym. So she's a good contributor to our team. Kara Clausen is our libero. She's done a lot of good things in the back row for us. She's my positive girl, always staying positive, encouraging the younger players to just go out there and do their best. Kara will not be able to play with us when we play Okoboji. She's going to be out of town, so Demi Tripp is going to come in and be the libero for us, and I think Demi can do a good job for us also.
And next Tuesday, 2A Regional will be at Okoboji in Milford. A veteran team they are. You're familiar with them this season, having played them twice, most recently at the ELC tournament. So what's it going to take to turn the tables on them?
To play our game. We just have to make sure we are communicating on the court. We've seen Okoboji twice, as you said. The last time we played them was in the Esterville tournament, and that was at the end of our day. If I remember right, it was in the semifinals, and Kinsey's shoulder was really bothering her. Kara's shoulder was really bothering her. So we weren't at our A game when we played them. So hopefully we can be on our top game Tuesday night.
Some comments from Sioux Central volleyball coach Sue Mattson. Thanks as always for the visit, Sue, and good luck next Tuesday in Milford.
Okay, thanks, Ryan.